Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experience.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington, and don't you just love that theme song? That's my son singing Reality Spirituality, Time to Get Real, You're Going to Feel Good. What a great song, if I must say so myself. I want to just extend a thank you to all my new listeners. I've been getting a lot of emails, a lot of Twitter followers, likes on Reality Facebook page. Thank you so much for following Reality Spirituality. You know, I couldn't do this show without you. Well, that's not true, because I remember when I started Reality Spirituality 3 years ago, over 3 years ago, and there were maybe two listeners, three listeners, four listeners, and they were all relatives and neighbors and friends. And I remember talking to the universe and saying, you know, gee whiz, I want listeners from all over the world. Where are my thousands and millions of listeners? Where are they, universe? And the universe told me, in no uncertain terms, we're listening. So I wanted to share that with you. It's when I look for confirmation or acceptance or unconditional love or respect, whatever I'm looking for, and I'm looking for that in another person, in a human, in another person, let me say this, that's one of the ingredients for being unhappy. No human being, including myself, is going to, in other words, it's too much of a responsibility for these mere mortals to validate you, or to you want to get respect for them, or you want them to, you know, love you a certain way. You always know that the universe loves you, the universe accepts you, the universe respects you, all of these things that you want, looking for this completion, if you will, in someone else is a formula for a disaster. Trust me on that. And so when the universe told me 3 years ago, who cares how many people listen to the show? We're listening. You're doing the show for us, and we're applauding, and we're giving you a standing ovation every week. For the new people that you know, and I get new listeners every single week, what is Reality Spirituality about, and who the hell is this Rebecca Lynn, or who is she anyway? Well, I am a self-proclaimed happiness specialist. My commitment, my focus, my priority in my life has always been to be happy. When I was younger, I tell this story tons of times, but I'm just going to share it again. I wish for two things. I wanted to live to my potential, and I wanted to be happy. And this being happy is a feeling of internal contentment, internal peace, internal knowing that everything that is going on in my life, everything that's happening and everything that's not happening, and believe me, I'm going through a lot of stuff. I had hip surgery a couple of weeks ago. That's right, a couple of weeks ago. Arthroscopic hip surgery, not a hip replacement. It's a huge difference. And I threw away my crutches 3 days ago, no longer wearing the hip brace. But even going through all of this, I realized that I don't have control over what happens to me. I don't have control over what doesn't happen to me. Now, there are some people that believe that they can control their future, they can visualize, they can vision board, and that's good. That's perfect for them. But for me, what I've discovered is I do not have control over anything that happens. And I'll give and I can show you proof, because I don't know about you, my dear audience, but my life, what has happened to me, I wouldn't have designed it like this. I would not have planned it just like this. There would have been a lot of changes if I was at the helm, including, I share this story, my mother disinherited me in 2007. I never would have had that happen. But the universe is, for me, the complete, the most perfect planner, the perfect journey planner. And I have given up, both hands in the air, surrendered totally to every single day, to what happens and what doesn't happen. And let me say this, my perspective and my attitude and how I live my life now did not happen overnight. My dear audience, I want to share with you that this thing called growth, this personal growth, spiritual growth, it's just like watching paint dry. It just seems like it's forever. It seems like it's taking forever. But when you really look back, I give an example of, say you want to plant an award-winning rose bush, and you want to win awards, and you're going to plant the most beautiful rose bush in the world. And so you fertilize the soil, you get the best soil, you water it, you trim it, but you don't stand over that rose bush and start screaming and hurry up and grow, hurry up and bloom, hurry up, hurry up. So one of the things that I want to share with you is this energy of patience. And we're all energy. You, me, everything is energy. And with that, we vibrate with a certain energy. You can feel the difference between when you're happy. You can feel the difference whether you're anxious, whether you're nervous, whether you're excited, whether you're sad. There's a different feeling. There's a different energy attached to each one of those feelings. And with that said, you get to choose how you want to feel about what's happening. You get to choose your perspective about what's happening. You get to choose how you want to react. You get to choose your behavior. You get to choose your words. But do you have control over what happens? I say no. But what I do say is I can choose my perspective. Now, sure, 6 years ago, 7 years ago when I was disinherited, trust me, audience, I was in shock, I was angry, I was sad, I was betrayed, all of those feelings. And I didn't have the skills that I have now. You couldn't shake me out of it. I was wronged. It was an injustice. Give this a little background. My father didn't, have his mental faculties, and so my mother did what she thought was necessary at the time. Let me turn my ringer off the phone here. Okay. But what I found after a year of brooding and complaining, oh, how could she do this to me? What the hell? I'm such a good daughter, blah, blah, blah. After all of that, now it's 2014. I'm still disinherited, and guess what? I have the best relationship with my mother that I've ever had in my life. Because finally, there were so many things that I learned about myself. There were so many ways that I grew as a person, as her daughter. There were, I mean, I wouldn't trade that experience in the world. And I couldn't have gotten what I got. I couldn't have learned. I couldn't have discovered the same things if that incident didn't happen. You know, of course, we've all heard, everything happens for a good reason. Well, I'm here to say that's true. And all it is changing your perspective to look for what's good as opposed to look for what's, as opposed to looking for what's wrong. Even with the surgery that I had a couple weeks ago, looking, you know, how the hell, why am I having surgery at this, what? Looking for what's good. Well, there's a lot of good things that came out of it. Quite frankly, I looked at the pictures that my doctor showed me at my appointment on Wednesday, and oh my goodness, I would have never felt good in that hip. I mean, I had torn ligaments. I had a lot of wear and tear. I had things that needed to be bolted down, shaved down. It was a whole scene going on in that hip. So everything happens for a reason, and everything happens for a great reason. Everything happens for your betterment. One of the things that I've really had to learn, and I'm going to get to my callers in just a minute, because this show is about my callers and my audience, and I'm here for you. But one of the things I want to say and share is that when you feel this energy of, you know, let's just say not balanced, there are a few things that are necessary for you to do and for you to intend that you want to do and feel, and that's just to give up and not resist the moments that is happening, that are happening. Give up and surrender and say, okay, universe, you know, I really not too fond of what you planned here, but I do know that everything that happened is for my betterment, and I surrender. I surrender to your will. I surrender to your way. I surrender to what you think. I surrender to what you think. It's another way of saying, you know, God's will be done. And I use the term universe. Some people say God. Some people say higher power, source, Buddha, spirit, whatever word you want to use. It's the same thing. It's the same energy. I'm going to go directly to my callers right now because I've got a ton of people that want to speak with me. And, yes, this is Ask Rebecca Anything. And let me just say this. I enjoy talking to every single person, and I will get to every single person before the hour is up. We're going to go to my first caller at area code 630. What's your first name? You are live on Reality Spirituality. Hi, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Hello.
Yeah, hi. So hi. I was listening to your show yesterday. My name's Lisa, and you know, listening today.
Hi,
and
Lisa.
I was wondering then, hi, you know, I've been looking for a job and last couple, 2.5, 3 months, really, really hard. But, like, I have a second interview, but I'm learning now maybe just to kind of, I don't know what the outcome's going to be, you know, when I'm going to find something. So maybe I'm thinking to change my perspective on it, that it'll happen when it's right, just keep on applying.
Oh, my God, Lisa. Yes. Okay. And let me, yes. See, one of the things, this is something that I say, you know, there's 360 degrees in a circle, 360 degrees. So with that, I like to say that there's 360 ways to feel good about whatever situation you're in. All it is just changing your perspective, just what you said. Is there something, and I want to just kind of, you know, assist you with this, is there another way to look at this so you're not feeling so anxious or impatient or whatever word you want to throw in there? Is there another way to look at this?
Yeah, so that's what I wanted your perspective on that.
So
I think you have to, because otherwise you don't have control over it. Like you said, when you get the right position, it'll happen, and you just kind of have to just keep on applying, you know, and just kind of wait, I guess.
Let me use this word, which is really, really powerful, and but it is something that I've had to just do blindly, and the word is trust.
Yeah, right. That's what I was going to say too. Right, exactly.
Yeah, and so I want to ask you, I mean, looking back in your life and things that have happened or not happened, I mean, haven't things worked out in the long run? Haven't they worked out?
Yeah, because I'm starting to realize, like, there was one position and it involved a lot of travel, and, you know, I basically can't handle anymore at this point in my life, like, high-level positions and, you know, mm-hmm. real travel, just I wouldn't be able to make it. I wouldn't make it through the day, basically. So it just doesn't make sense. I have to face up to that. And that, I guess, you know, like you might think a certain position, but it might be another one that's actually better for you. So I guess that's what I'm trying to better, because if it didn't work out at a higher level for you and you know that, you know, I just absolutely know that, then there has to be this other level, or hopefully the right one will come along, and you have to trust it as you apply. And that
yes.
it'll all work out for the best.
Yes, and let's get rid of this word hopefully, because hopefully is just a word that, you know, hopefully it'll work out. No, honey. It is going to work out. Everything is going to work out. And it's no accident that you found this show yesterday. It's no accident that you're talking to me right now, because quite frankly, my dear Lisa, you have all of this knowledge, you have all of this information. All it is just practicing and applying it. You know,
but the only problem is you hear about people that looked for 2 years and didn't.
Okay,
find
now
them.
One of the things
I do not do
is talk about other people.
Yeah.
Because what is and they're on their own journey. They're on their own journey. Right?
Yeah, so, you don't know the reason. They might have sent out 2 resumes, you know what I mean? Like, you don't really know what the reasons are why people.
Well, the reasons are because because this is their personal journey, and the universe has them on their own personal journey. That's the reason.
Mm-hmm. So I guess that's the hardest part, just kind of in between, you know, financially, everything, just.
Well, the hardest part is really trusting, and the hardest part is these thoughts that go in our head that you just go spin around and around and around, and you could really talk about the circumstance forever. And talking about the circumstances and thinking about the circumstances forever just really takes you out of the present moment. So I would like to say, because I remember speaking to you before, I would like to say just to start practicing what you know to be true. Practice it. It's like a musical instrument. You know, you can't just pick up a violin and expect to play it. You have to practice it.
You can't stay home and just be sad. You know, I was going to go see the changing leaves. I was going to a walk today. You know, you got to go food shopping. You got to do your stuff and just keep on going.
That's right.
And just kind of let it put in the background a little bit, because if you think about it all the time, you're just gonna, you could drive yourself, you know, kind of crazy with it, because it's
that's
not
right, and that's
matter.
And that's exactly what I want to say to you. And you know what? I really, really appreciate it. And I remember you calling before, and I remember you talking about this thing with the job, and I totally, totally get it. And it is not easy. Human growth, personal growth, spiritual growth. Is not easy. I'm here to tell you with my right hand up in the air, it is not. It is one of the hardest things I've ever had to do. I mean, listen, I could study for an exam, you know, get a degree, get a master's, get a doctorate. It's going to be easier than this personal growth. And that's one of the reasons why a lot of people aren't. One of the reasons why. one of the reasons why I stayed stuck for so long is because it is hard. And now I realize that even being uncomfortable and doing what I don't want to do and really sitting and trusting and surrendering without resistance, without judgment, all of that stuff, it's not easy. But I'm here to tell you that the rewards are more peace in your life, more heaven in every single day. You will be able to let go of so much. You will be lighter. You're not going to be worried. Worrying doesn't even exist in my world. Worrying, anger, all of the stuff, your focus starts to change and your life starts to change. And regardless of what's going on, I feel really, really good, satisfied, and connected. So thanks again, Lisa, for that call, and stay in touch. Okay, I want to go to my next caller, and my next caller is area code 505. You are on live, Reality Spirituality. What's your first name? Hello? We have a bird on the line. Hello? Chirp, chirp, cheep, cheep. Hello? You're on live Reality Spirituality. One more time. Area code 505, first prefix 990. Hello? All right. Well, I'm going to put you back on hold. Hello? I think that's the first time that's ever happened that a bird that a bird called my show and a bird had a question about happiness. Well, you know, that takes me to another topic, which is really interesting, and the topic is animals. And if you ever question or if you ever want answers, look out, my dear audience, look out into the animal kingdom. Look into the animal kingdom, and you will learn so many lessons. You know, the animals aren't stressed and worried about tomorrow. They're not. You know, they're living in the moment, and the animals don't look at each other and say, "Well, Jesus, you know, you have more hair than I do, or you have more food than I do, or you have," you know, the animals don't complain. The animals don't blame. The animals aren't negative. If you ever have questions, look out in Mother Nature, because that is really who we are. We are here, you know, when you're born and you're 1 year, 1.5, 2 years old, you don't come into this world having labels or thinking there's something's wrong or thinking that something is not happening when it should. All of these things are learned behaviors. They're learned emotions. They're learned feelings. And there is a big difference between what man has taught and what the universe teaches. For instance, man uses words like good, bad, right, wrong, purpose, even the word purpose. Let me just talk a little bit about purpose, because when I was on this journey, maybe about 20 years ago, 30 years ago, I would always think about, well, the reason why I'm not happy is because I don't have a purpose. What's my purpose? And I spent years and years looking for my purpose, looking, you know, for what gifts do I have and what am I going to excel at and why am I really here on this planet? What am I really supposed to do on this planet? What is my mission? What am I supposed to achieve? And what I found out was, why I'm here, my only purpose is to grow and to evolve. Grow evolve and to have a great time and to have fun and to be balanced and to live connected while I'm doing it. I'm here to grow without resistance, evolve without judgment. My purpose is to enjoy this life, whatever it looks like, whatever it feels like, and whatever thoughts I have about it. See, and I tweeted this a couple of weeks ago, you can look, your eyes are deceiving you. You may look at a situation and put a label on it and a judgment on it, but in reality, the situation is something that is totally different than what our eyes see. In other words, okay, yes, I'm going to have, I had hip surgery, yes, surgery 2 weeks ago, but what is the deeper picture? What is the bigger picture? So it's never really about your circumstances. It's never really, I'm going to get to my caller in a minute, my caller area code 708, you're next. So this really not about what it looks like. It's not about what it feels like. It's not about your thoughts about it. It's really a knowing who you are, why you're here, and the answer to that, who are you? You. You, my dear listener, you are an extension of the universe. You are an energy. You are a spiritual energy in a human body. That's it. And your purpose is to grow, and your purpose is to enjoy, and your purpose is to relax on this journey and enjoy it. Let me go to my next caller. I'm going to go back to the other call earlier on, the call that was a bird. I've never had a bird just chirping at me. You are live on Reality Spirituality, area code 708. What is your first name? Welcome.
Oh, my first name is Delphine.
Delphine?
Yes.
Hi, Delphine. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. Have I talked to you before?
Yes, but it's been a while.
Okay, welcome back, honey.
Thank you.
What's going on?
Well, I was wondering, are you, like, doing readings, or I have a question.
And what is your question about? What is your question? What do you want to know?
Well, I wanted to know.
Is it about a guy?
Well, yes, it is.
I love women and men that call in. Okay, so it's about a guy, and what is your question?
Well, I met someone, so I just wanted to pick up what did you see as far as this friendship.
Okay, let me say this. And you know I love you. My question is, see, one of the reasons why I'm here is to empower my listeners. It's really easy to want to have the answers and all that, but what I'm telling you is you have the answers, all that. You already have these answers. Anything that you want to know, you have the answers. So you want to know what you want to know. You want me to tell you what I see within the relationship. I want to ask you, what do you see? And I really want you to be honest with yourself, and I really want you to dig deep and be honest. What do you feel about this relationship?
Well, you know, we're just getting to know one another, so I'm the type that takes things slow. So you're going to...
Okay. Let me say this. How long do you think it takes somebody to get to know a person?
It takes a while because people put on a facade. I believe people put on a facade, put their best appearance on, and eventually, if you ask important questions, the real person will come out of that.
Ooh-wee! Yes. And yes, But you know what's interesting? I find people, and I had a caller a couple of weeks ago, you can ask those questions that you want to know on the first date. If you really want to know, or if you really want to just kind of, I'm just going to say it, if you really want to play the game and string it out and go for a ride, you know, you can put off the really important questions for a week or a month or 2 months or 6 months. You can do that. But quite frankly, my dear Delphine, I will know a person within a half hour. Actually, it's less than that. I will know a person within 15 minutes if I ask the right questions.
That's true in some cases. But I'm very conversational, so I have to, in some cases you can ask the right questions right then and then you can answer. And then some, I just, for me to get to know a person, it takes a while.
That's not true. It doesn't take a while for you to get to know a person. You want it to take a while for you to get to know a person. You want it to take, you know, time. See, I don't want to take time. If somebody's going to be in my life, I need to know what kind of person they are. I need to know their character in 5 minutes. I don't want to know their character in a month from now, 2 months from now, 3 months from now. I don't have that kind of time.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess we see different perspectives on it because I just don't believe you can know a person within 5 minutes. I know if you meet a person, you're not physically attracted to them. Yeah, that's.
Okay. No. So let me give you some questions. If you really want to ask the hard questions, because this is the thing, and women and men do the same thing. It's no different. You know, this thing about romance and on the, because I did the same thing, you know, there's a courting period. There's a period where, oh, it's so wonderfully called. And, you know, you go back and forth, you call each other 5 times a day and all that kind of stuff. That's fun. And you're still getting to know each other. But I'm just letting you know that for me, I'm going to ask the question, when's the last time you got angry? And what did you get angry at? That's one of the questions I'm going to ask. And then that gives me an idea of this person. Or when's the last time you lost your temper? And I'll ask about relationships. And I'll ask this question. So you're in a relationship with somebody and you broke up. Everybody's got a breakup. Why did you break up now? This is one of my favorite questions I will ask a person. What did the other person say about you? What did the other person not like about you? What did the other person complain about you? And then you listen to what they say, because some people will give you exactly what the other person complained at, and then the other people will not even acknowledge anything that the other person complained about. Does that make sense?
Yes, they would say, well, she wasn't blah, 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 but I'm not talking about what she probably, you know, they will throw it on the other person. And it's like,
that's right. That's right, my dear Delphine. That's exactly right. And so I would ask that question, and when they throw it on the other person, you will always know that that's how they're going to do, and they're going to throw it on you too.
Right.
See? Very simple. And the other question about when did you get angry, I want to know what moves a person. You know, what moves a person? What are they passionate about? Oh, they're passionate about, I remember, listen, there's this really, really cute guy, young guy too. And, okay, he likes me. And he said, I really love my car. Now, there's nothing wrong with guys loving their car. There's nothing wrong with that. But I know what goes along with, I really love a car. I mean, what?
That seems like you value material things.
Well, not exactly. Value material and love a car? I mean, it's even more than, first of all, it's shows me the age. You know, of course, when you're in your 20s or your 30s, okay, you love a car, of course. But what about, what do you, okay, this, oh, this is my, one of my favorite questions. Okay, you ready for this one? This is one, another one. How are you different? How are you different today and you were 3 months from now? How are you different today and you were 6 months from now? See, that shows me that they're introspective, they have self-awareness, they are wanting to grow, they are really into personal growth. See, these kind of questions I'm going to ask. And if you're not into any of those things, guess what? See you later, alligator. I like you. I'll be friends with you, but that's it. So the questions you can ask, you can find out a person in a second. It's just depending on if you want to know or if you want to go on for the ride and have fun. It's up to you.
No, it's not that. I'm just a person. I'm kind of, because I was in a long-term relationship, so I'm just stepping back out into the dating scene. So
mm-hmm.
I definitely go slow, so I need to know, because you can say something, I'd be like, oh, no. Just, I had to tell one guy, I was like, he was like, well, do you think we have a lot of time? I said, first of all, I don't know you well enough, and then you might see something that just turned me off about you. So, no,
mm-hmm.
I need to get to know you a little bit more.
Well,
you know,
again, you heard my questions, right?
Yes.
So would you be willing to ask this guy those questions?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
All right. So then ask those questions and then get back to me because, you know, and this is my question for you. This is my question for you. You know, and this is really, really hard for me to, it's really not hard. It's really not hard. One of the things that this society, this world, songs, movies, it's all about couples and getting with somebody, having a relationship with somebody and, you know, happily ever after, walk hand in hand and all that other stuff. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it, but what I've really found, and this is from years and years of being in relationships, that's with an S, not one relationships, is this last few years of my life, the most important relationship is my relationship with myself.
That's true. Yep.
It is so fulfilling. It is so filling. It's more filling than I could even express. And I never would have said this 3 years ago, 4 years ago, 5 years ago. So I encourage all my listeners, especially my listeners that are, you know, looking for love, it's really developing that relationship with yourself. Developing that relationship with the person in the mirror, if it's not number one, you're going to have conflict with whatever relationship you get into. Trust me, trust me, trust me.
That's true, because I was in a 9-year relationship and almost married the person, my daughter's father. And it was like I didn't know myself. I left us. We did everything together. So I was enmeshed with him. So I had to learn Delphine all over again. What did Delphine like to do? What did Delphine and so-and-so like to do?
How old is your daughter?
She's 6.
She's 6?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you called me, and my advice, and I don't know if you're going to like it or not like it, but I got to say it. If she's 6 years old, then do you have time to be in a relationship with somebody else? What? Come on now.
Yes, I do, but I'm just getting back because I've been out of it for 6 years.
I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying. Well, ask yourself the question, why do you want to be in a relationship? Why do you need a relationship? Why do you want a relationship? And ask yourself those tough questions, and I want you to give me a call back. I want you to answer, why do you want to be in a relationship, and why do you need to be in a relationship? And then I want you to call me back, okay?
Okay. I don't think I need to be in one.
Okay, so why do you want it? Why?
Just to share my experience with someone, my life experience with someone.
Mm-hmm.
That person I'm meant to be with.
Okay. All right. Well, everything is going to work out the way that it's supposed to work out. I still say it's about that person in the mirror. It's about sharing your experiences with that person in the mirror and really, you know, it's I don't know. I'm just feeling a little bit of you got to do you first here. I really feel that. But, you know, I love you.
All right.
Okay, sweetie. What a great call. What a great call. I love my audience. I love when people call in. They're so honest and they're so open. And I'm going to go right back to that caller, area code 505. Hello, you are live on Reality Spirituality. What is your first name? Oops. Okay. Well, you know, everyone, it's been an interesting show. A lot of good calls, a lot of calls about relationships, a lot of calls about, you know, jobs and working out. I want to say this, that what is your priority? What is your priority? What are you committed to? What is your commitment? What do you want more than anything else in the world? What do you want more than anything else in the world? And for me, it's this feeling of being happy. You know, use the term happy, being content, this peace of mind, peace in mind. That's what I want. More than anything in the world, more than a relationship, more than money, more than accomplishments, more than accolades, more than compliments, more than, okay, I'll throw that out, more than health, more than exercise, more than anything, more than a relationship, including relationships with my family. I want to be at peace in mind. I want to wake up. I want to be at balance with the world, with my life. I want to be accepted. I want to look in the mirror and accept everything about me. I want to be at peace. That is my number one priority. That is my number one commitment. And everything else takes a back seat. Everything else takes a back seat. And I do it willingly, and I do it consciously. I know I'm a little different. I know I'm a little, you know, out there, but I've lived the other way. I've lived wanting to find someone, a relationship. I've lived trying to achieve. I've lived trying to accomplish. I've lived all the other way. And I'm telling you, at this stage in my life, this is the only way I want to live, where the universe is my number one main connection, my main commitment, my main priority in every moment of my life. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality Radio. It's heard every Saturday and Sunday. I'm Rebecca Lynn Norrington. You can go visit my website at RebeccaNorrington.com. That's R-E-B-E-C-C-A. NORRINGTON.com, and go to the private sessions tab if you'd like to receive a free 30-minute session with me. You can go to my website and just sign up. Email me at info@RebeccaNorrington.com. Follow me on Twitter at RL Norrington, and if you've enjoyed the show, and I know that you have, go to Reality Spirituality Facebook page and like Reality Spirituality. Until next week, my dear audience, I want you to remember who the hell you are. You are a physical extension of the universe. You're always evolving. You're always changing. You're always growing. Love is patient and love is kind. Be patient and be kind to yourself. Be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. Today, go to Amazon and order my book, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness. It is going to be a New York Times number one bestseller. Sooner than later, I enjoy all of you, and thank you for making Reality Spirituality what it is. I love you all, audience. Talk to you next week.
Yeah, oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Reality Spirituality.
It's the newest spirit.
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one.
Reality Spirituality.
Got a question for RLN?
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Reality Spirituality.
Oh, now we get real.
Get real. Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, time to get down.
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, you're going to feel good.
Get real good.
Get spiritual.
Now,